Good morning, traders, and welcome to The Morning Dose. Everything you need to know before the market opens. We're looking at a bit of a rocky start this Friday, May 23rd.
Rocky indeed. Futures took a tumble earlier, and it looks like we're in for a volatile session.
What's the main driver behind this pre-market nervousness, analyst?
It's largely down to comments from President Trump. He suggested a hefty 50% tariff could be placed on imports from the EU starting June 1st. That really sent a shiver through the markets. The S&P 500 futures are trading about 61 points below fair value because of it.
Wow, a 50% tariff. That's a big number. And this came after the market was looking for a relatively steady start to the day, right?
Exactly. We were seeing some pressure on equities from rising treasury yields, but then treasury futures actually saw some overnight gains. That pushed yields down a bit. The 30-year yield is lower by 6 basis points at 5.01%, and the 10-year yield is also down 6 basis points, hovering around 4.49%. But that tariff news just completely overshadowed any relief from yields.
So, trade tensions are definitely back in the spotlight. Before we dig deeper into the U.S. picture, what's the mood globally?
Well, Asian markets actually ended the week mostly higher. Japan's Nikkei was up 0.5%, and Hong Kong's Hang Seng gained 0.2%. The main outlier was China's Shanghai Composite, which fell 0.9%. Over in Europe, it's a mixed picture. Germany's DAX is up slightly, the UK's FTSE is flat, and France's CAC is down about 0.5%.
Interesting. Any significant economic data coming out of those regions that caught your eye?
A few notable releases. Japan's April National Core CPI came in a little hotter than expected at 3.5% year over year. Germany's first quarter GDP showed a 0.4% quarter over quarter growth, which was better than anticipated. And the UK reported strong April retail sales, up 1.2% month over month, much stronger than forecasts.
Got it. And turning our attention back to the US, what's on the economic calendar for today?
The main release we're watching is new home sales for April. That's due out at 10 a.m. Eastern Time. The consensus is looking for 679,000, which would be a bit of a dip from the previous 724,000. Definitely a key report given all the focus on the housing market and affordability.
Absolutely. Let's switch gears to earnings. We've had some important reports out. Who were the winners?
Autodesk, ticker ADSK, definitely had a good report. They beat their Q1 expectations and issued above consensus guidance for Q2. Intuit, ticker INTU, was another strong performer, beating Q3 expectations and providing upbeat guidance for Q4. Both are looking pretty good in pre-market trading.
That's good to hear for them. But I imagine it wasn't all positive news on the earnings front.
You are absolutely right. Deckers Outdoor, ticker DECK, is a stark contrast. They beat Q4 estimates, but their Q1 guidance came in below consensus, and they announced they won't be providing guidance for fiscal 26. The stock is taking a significant hit. Ross Stores, ROST, also beat on Q1 EPS but guided Q2 EPS below consensus and withdrew its full-year guidance.
So a real mixed bag then. I also saw Workday, WDAY, reported. How did they fare?
Workday beat by 22 cents and reported revenue in line. They also raised their fiscal, quote, 26 non-GAAP operating margin guidance, which is positive. However, the stock is actually gapping down a bit this morning, interestingly enough.
Okay, let's broaden out to other pre-market movers. You mentioned Deckers and Ross Stores on the downside. Who else is active?
On the upside, Maris, MRUS, is up around 13%. ASP Isotopes, ASPI, is up over 11%. And as we discussed, Intuit, INTU, is gapping up nicely, about 8.5%, with Autodesk, ADSK, up over 2%.
And on the downside, apart from DECK and ROST?
BCAX is down sharply, over 25%. GYRE is also seeing a significant drop, around 15%. Xerox XRX is taking a hit, down about 9.4%, likely due to their dividend policy update. And Workday, WDAY, as we mentioned, is down over 6%.
All right, a lot of individual stock stories there. So, analysts, with all this going on, particularly the tariff news, what's your take on the broader market sentiment? The WaveRider AI report I saw seemed pretty cautious for SPY and QQQ.
Extremely cautious is the right word. Both SPY and QQQ have seen that increased volatility. SPY dropped from highs around 583 down to 574, before attempting a bit of a recovery. QQQ showed a similar pattern, falling from about 514 to 503. And crucially, the VXX, the volatility index, spiked significantly from around 55 up to as high as 59. That's a clear signal of heightened fear in the market.
So those key levels mentioned in the WaveRider report for SPY and QQQ are absolutely critical today then?
Paramount. For SPY, support is at 574. If that breaks, we could see further downside. Resistance is near 583. For QQQ, that support around 503 is the big one to watch, with resistance in the 514 to 515 range.
The WaveRider SA Friday report also painted a bearish picture, noting T2108 is bearish, although it did say the primary indicator is bullish caution. That sounds a bit contradictory. How should traders interpret that?
It highlights a very tricky market setup. That caution flag is key. It suggests that while there might be some underlying longer-term strength, the immediate technical picture and sentiment are decidedly weak. The report also mentioned 250 buying versus 150 selling signals. Not exactly a robust bull signal. Swing traders need to be exceptionally careful, especially with treasury yield fluctuations continuing to pressure equities outside of those mega cap growth names.
Are we seeing any rotation into defensive sectors as a result of this uncertainty?
Yes, that's a good point. Utilities, XLU, are showing some relative stability. That's a classic defensive move, often indicating a rotation towards perceived safety. On the flip side, sectors like XLRE, real estate, and XLC communication services have shown weakness, suggesting capital outflows.
So the advice from WaveRider is to focus on stocks with confirmed momentum and relative strength, and to use tight stops. Any specific names highlighted on their watch list?
Precisely. They mentioned SNOW as an example of a name with relative strength. For their watch list, CTGO for continuation plays and ADBE for anticipation setups. But the overarching message is, use tight stops near key support levels and monitor volume very closely for signs of sustained buying or, more likely in this environment, distribution.
Understood. There's a lot of other news swirling around too. I saw Boston Fed President Susan Collins suggested there could be zero rate cuts this year. That can't be helping the mood.
No, that definitely adds another layer of uncertainty and a hawkish tilt from a Fed official. However, on a slightly more constructive note, U.S. and China officials reportedly held a call and cited progress on trade talks. It's a small positive, but perhaps overshadowed by today's EU tariff concerns.
And more from President Trump. Comments about Apple needing to manufacture iPhones in the U.S. or face a 25% tariff.
Yes, that's another specific headline risk for a major name like Apple. He also mentioned an order to increase nuclear power, and separately, a major prisoner swap between Russia and Ukraine, which he suggested, quote, could lead to something big. Lots of geopolitical noise.
Indeed. I also noted a report that large banks are exploring a joint stablecoin. The crypto space continues to evolve.
That's right. The Wall Street Journal reported that. It shows the ongoing intersection of traditional finance and digital assets. Also, on the regulatory front, the FTC disclosed it has dismissed the case that sought to block Microsoft's acquisition of Activision Blizzard, so that deal looks set to proceed.
And a bit of M&A news. Goodyear is selling its chemical business?
Correct. They're selling the majority of it to GemSpring Capital Management for approximately $650 million in cash. And Weyerhaeuser is acquiring about 117,000 acres of timberlands. So, deals are still happening despite the broader market jitters.
Okay, so as we head into the opening bell, the mood is decidedly risk-off, primarily due to those tariff threats. Key levels on the SPY and QQQ are going to be crucial to watch.
Absolutely. Expect volatility to persist. Traders need to be nimble and reactive. That spike in the VXX is a clear warning sign. And don't forget, the new home sales data at 10 a.m. will also be a significant data point for the market to digest. It certainly feels like a day for cautious observation, at least in the early going, perhaps waiting for the dust to settle a bit. I would strongly agree with that. This isn't the environment to be overly aggressive. See if those critical support levels hold, watch the market's reaction to the new home sales figures, and, of course, keep an ear out for any further developments or clarifications on the trade front. The market is clearly on edge this morning.
Excellent insights, as always. So to quickly recap, futures are pointing lower, largely driven by President Trump's EU tariff comments. Keep a close eye on those key technical levels for the major indices. Earnings reports have been a mixed bag, with some notable winners and losers. And overall, caution is definitely the word of the day.
You've summed it up perfectly. It's shaping up to be a very interesting Friday session, and potentially a challenging one for traders.
It certainly will be. Thanks so much for breaking it all down for us. And a big thank you to all our listeners for tuning into The Morning Dose. We'll be back to help you navigate these markets. Have a great trading day, everyone, and trade smart.